News in detail now from Brian Jennings.
In his nightly video address, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on the United Nations to take action on the deportation of thousands of women and children to Russia by the Russian military. Ukraine has for months denounced reports of mass deportations of civilians to Russia, often to remote regions thousands of kilometres from Ukraine. Russia denies any suggestion of mistreatment or criminal intent, describing the mass movements as evacuations. President Zelensky also restated his welcome to the decision by the United States and Germany to supply Ukraine with advanced tanks. He said rapid delivery and sufficient numbers were key to his country's defence against Russia.
The key now is speed and volume. The speed of training our military. The speed of supplying tanks to Ukraine. The volume of tank support. We have to form a fist of tanks, a fist of freedom, which will not allow tyranny to rise again.
In an interview with the BBC, the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, said the tanks would make a big difference as they would enhance the capabilities of the Ukrainian military.
President Putin made a big mistake when he invaded Ukraine because he totally underestimated the Ukrainians. But he also made a big mistake because he totally underestimated NATO and NATO allies and our unity, our resolve to stand by Ukraine, to support Ukraine with an unprecedented level of military support.
The controversy over election expenses is continuing, with Sinn Féin expected to decide this evening whether or not to table a motion of no confidence in the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue. Yesterday, Sinn Féin said it regretted failing to include five separate expenses worth €2,016 in the party's 2016 declaration to the Standards in Public Office Commission. The party has already admitted it has had to make new returns in relation to election 2020. Our political coverage editor David Murphy.
Sinn Féin hired five venues for press conferences in general election 2016. However, it failed to include the expenses in its declaration of costs to the Standards and Public Office Commission. It said it regretted the omission. The development came after it also emerged it had to revise its returns for the most recent election too. The issue is an embarrassment for the party, which has put Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue under sustained pressure over his own election expenses. This evening, Sinn Féin will decide whether to table a motion of no confidence in the minister. But the sense is the party will leave the matter to the Standards and Public Office Commission. It comes as many TDs across all parties feel the political debate needs to refocus on the issues of housing and health.
The trade union Forsa has backed a proposal for indefinite strike action in a number of communities and voluntary sector agencies, funded by the Health Service Executive. The union has accused the government of foot-dragging when it comes to addressing inequality in pay and conditions. Forsa says it will cover the wage costs of striking workers, adding that the action is likely to involve hundreds of health and care staff in a number of agencies selected by the union. A report published today says that more than 28,000 proposed units in a series of large housing and apartment developments are currently awaiting a planning permission decision from An Bord Pleanála. The report found that 59% of applications last year did not receive a decision, with permission granted to just over 12,000. The figures are included in the annual construction sector report from consultants Mitchell McDermott. There have been two attacks on Catholic churches in Algeciras in the south of Spain. A man armed with a machete killed a clergyman in one church and wounded a priest in the second. A man has been arrested. Police say they're treating the attacks as suspected terrorism. The former US President Donald Trump is to be allowed back on Facebook and Instagram 2 years after he was suspended for his posts about the Capitol Hill riots. The decision to reinstate Mr. Trump's accounts on the platforms was made by their parent company, Meta. It said a review had found that Mr. Trump's accounts no longer posed a serious risk to public safety and that people had the right to hear what politicians were saying. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be dry today with long spells of winter sunshine. Highest afternoon temperatures will be around 9 degrees. RTE Radio 1.